The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Well, good morning. So far we've been practicing with the breath, or another anchor that you might have discussed with your teacher. I practiced with body sensations, stabilizing our attention with the breath and the body. Yesterday we practiced with emotions and feelings. And today we'll continue to open to more experiences. We're going to add thinking. So in Buddhism, there are five senses. The touch of the body, which includes the breath. There are five physical senses. Hearing, seeing, smelling, and tasting. These are all body related. And then the sixth sense door is the mind. And so the mind door includes feelings, emotions, moods, and thoughts. And so today we'll continue with opening to the mind door. And we'll still be grounded in the body, in the breath. Like Tanya mentioned, the breath is our anchor. Kind of our safe haven that we can stabilize ourselves in. And so in a little bit, I'll offer some instructions on stabilizing our attention with the breath after some settling in and relaxing. And then we'll be practicing mindfulness of thinking. And so feel into the body in this moment. Notice how the body is in the sitting posture. Or maybe when you're at home, you may be lying down. Feeling how the body is connected to the surface beneath it. And you can feel the sit bones on the chair, the cushion, the bench. And the feet touching the mat or the floor. You can maybe take a weather report of what the body is like right now. How is it doing? Maybe there's relaxation or ease in the body. Maybe there's tension or discomfort. One isn't better than the other. It's just experience. Just experience happening. Is something to be mindful of. Sometimes it can be supportive to invite the body to relax. So bring in that little bit of extra relaxation, even though it's okay not to be relaxed. May the body relax. May there be softness and ease in the body. You can place your attention on the breath. Or another anchor if you discuss that with your teacher. I'll assume the breath for this meditation, but know that that's okay to use this other anchor. Feel how the breath is coming into the body. The sensations of the in-breath. Coolness, maybe pressure, expansion. And when the breath leaves the body, maybe relaxation, warmth. And we can hold the breath in the bigger container of the body. And sometimes other body sensations pop up. And we can pay some attention to those. High tingling, a little discomfort. And back to the breath if that feels useful. Some sensations in the body might need a little longer attention. Gentle and kind receiving of the breath, of the body sensations. Maybe by now your mind has had a few moments of wandering off into thinking. So maybe just when I just started speaking, you might have come out of a thought train. So you can notice, oh, wait. Thinking was happening. How interesting. I can become curious about this phenomena of thinking. can do is a little experiment. Focus your attention on the breath during one inhalation and one exhalation. And then after that, pause until the next thought arises. And then be aware of the first thought arising after this inhalation and exhalation. Notice if you could notice this thought. You could notice the thought arising. It could be any thought. It could be, I'm not sure if I'm thinking. That's a thought too. You can try again. Focus on one inhalation and one exhalation, and pause and wait for the first thought to arise. And then the next thought. After that, and then aware of the next thought. And so maybe you noticed that we can be aware of thinking, can be aware of a thought arising. Sometimes the thought just disappears when we notice it. Sometimes we can be with the thought for a while when it plays out. And at some point we might get lost in thought again. Mindfulness disappears, and thinking takes over. And that's fine, that's really okay. It's the nature of the mind to think. It's one of the functions of the mind to think. And the good news is that at some point mindfulness will be back. And then we can be mindful of the thought train that just happened. And after you come out of a train of thought, it can sometimes be very supportive to you. Just go back to the breath for a while. Stabilize your attention on the breath. And then maybe another thought arises that you're mindful of. And you can be mindful of the thought, noticing. Thinking is happening. You can also notice, how are you aware of thinking? sometimes we have this aversive stance towards thinking. We don't want to think. We want the mind to be quiet, peaceful. So we can notice this way that we're relating to the thinking as well. This aversion, this not wanting, frustration. And that's just part of feelings and emotions. Noticing the feeling around thinking. Sometimes we might have thoughts that we want to engage in, so we feel craving for more thinking. What a wonderful idea this is. I want to continue thinking this. And we can notice this craving too. Sometimes thoughts can be really sticky. Just keep on thinking about something. Or the same thought train keeps on repeating over and over again. Or it's really hard to stay present with the thoughts. And then we could tune into maybe there is an underlying emotion or feeling related to the thinking, fueling this thinking, this thought train. So if something feels really sticky, we can wonder, is there anything fueling this? An emotion or a feeling? Maybe there's anxiety or sadness or frustration. Could even be excitement or an excited happiness. We can go back to the breath, back to the body. Whenever we need to, if we've got lost in thought. Breath and the body are our basic practice. This is our foundation. And then every once in a while we might notice that thinking arises. Then we can be with thinking for a little bit. And then we might notice that the thinking is fueled by emotions or feelings. We can be with those. And then often these feelings and emotions have a bodily component. And we can feel in the body where this emotion is expressed. Maybe a tightness in the chest. Or a little ball in the belly. Or tension in the arms. Emotions can express in many different ways in our bodies. So we can be present for the bodily experience. Be curious, what does it look like in the body to have this emotion or this feeling? And then at some point there will be a natural inclination to return to the breath again. So we often have this notion that thoughts are our enemy in meditation. If only we could get rid of those thoughts, would we be good meditators, or would the meditation go well? Or would we be happy? And that's actually an incorrect notion, because thinking is part of our minds. And so what we'll be experiencing in meditation is thinking, because it's such an integral part of our minds. And sometimes it's a lot of thinking. And often when we come on retreat, we notice how much the mind actually thinks. In daily life, we're not that aware of it usually. And so instead of seeing thinking as an enemy, maybe we can start seeing it as a friend. Maybe you can start befriending our thinking mind. And we can see it as just another aspect of our experience. Like we have all these different experiences, like I mentioned, the body sensations, the breath, hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, emotions, feelings. And thoughts are just one of the experiences that arise and pass away. And so often we need a little more practice to be mindful of thinking than mindful of the body or the breath, because thinking is a little bit more elusive. And so what happens is that we get lost in this train of thoughts, and then at some point we might realize, oh wait, I was lost in this train of thought. Mindfulness is back. And we realize that we were thinking. And then sometimes the thinking just stops, the train of thought just stops, just because we realized that we were thinking. And I used to think that I was a bad meditator for not being able to catch the thoughts when they were happening, that they were stopping when I saw them. And like kind of after the fact, noticing what was happening. But it's actually wonderful to notice any form of thinking, even if it's quote-unquote after the fact, if we wake up from this thought of train, like, oh wait, I was thinking, and now it stopped. And so every little spark of clarity like that is very supportive and wholesome and worthwhile, helping us to see more of what is happening. So that's one way of being aware of thoughts after the fact. We can also be aware of thinking when it's actually happening. And later on I started experiencing that as well, that I could see thoughts just arising, going on, and then passing away. And then we can do that even without getting lost in it. Sometimes. That's not always available. But it's an option, so maybe you've experienced that too. And one thing that we can do when we practice mindfulness of thinking is that we can pay more attention to the process of thinking than to the content of thinking. Because we often kind of get interested in the stories that our mind tells us. And it can be very useful to not focus on those stories, but to look at the process. What is thinking like? What is it actually, what texture does the thinking have? How does it feel to think? You can become curious between to see the difference between the quality of the mind when it's thinking and the quality of the mind when there is mindfulness present. And so we With that, I mean the quality of the mind when we're lost in thought. When we're aware, the quality of the mind feels different. And so we can be aware of thinking after the fact, during. And there are moments in our meditation when the meditation deepens that we can be aware of thinking before it happens. So we can see the thought kind of rolling in and it hasn't opened its content yet. It's like having a little envelope, but you're not opening it. And so this happens sometimes in meditation, and it doesn't happen for everyone, so it's okay if it doesn't happen. Just so you know that that's also a meditation effect that can happen, and a way of being aware of thoughts. And so thinking can happen in different ways. One way is that it's kind of like this voice talking to us. Could be our own voice, could be a different voice. It's kind of hearing words. We can also see words. Some people see words. Or we see images or little videos playing, so to speak. And sometimes there's this kind of this commentator voice happening. Like I just had this in the meditation when the leaf blower was going off. I was like, oh, the leaf blower. Oh, there's the leaf blower again. This little commentator voice coming off. And sometimes I compare it to like the Muppets. Like this, whoa, whoa, whoa. So we can be aware of that. Sometimes the thoughts are really subtle in the background, and it's really hard to notice them. So sometimes I remember my teacher, Sayadaw Utejaniya, someone came in with, oh, I don't have any thoughts. He would say, really? Look deeper. So an invitation to investigate a little deeper. Is there maybe some background thoughts happening? And then another aspect of thoughts, so there's a lot to thoughts, as you can as you notice, is that thoughts can have certain flavors. Like I also mentioned in the meditation, they can have a certain emotional undertone. Often those emotional undertones can fall into three categories. It's pleasant, it's unpleasant, or it's neutral. And then those can have different expressions, different feelings or emotions going with that. Or even moods. Moods are part of the mind too. So some thoughts spark certain moods or emotions to come up. Some moods or emotions or feelings spark thoughts. So it's kind of this... this interchange, this between emotions, feelings, and thoughts. They kind of make each other stronger, feed on each other. Like maybe you didn't have enough breakfast and you're feeling a little hungry and you start to crave for lunch, and you feel like, oh, I hope there's something tasty for lunch. Maybe they're making these vegan chocolate chip cookies again. Or maybe there's some left from yesterday. And then, so there's this thought arising about the food, and then the craving around the food, the wanting. And so we can see how that feeds each other. And then we might have another thought around our grandma always making these delicious cookies. And then we start to feel that we miss our grandma. And then, so there's this thinking and feeling and thinking and feeling and thinking and feeling. And so it can be this whole train happening just based on being a little hungry. And it can be really useful to also tune into the body when that happens, because often we feel the emotions and the feelings in the body, and it can be a great way to access those emotions and feelings without getting lost in this whole thought train, so that we get a little distance from the thought train and we can actually sink into the body and notice it there. And maybe for many people on this planet, that's their whole life, that they think about food and then they're thinking about cookies and they're thinking about their grandma and then they're off for the whole day. And we have mindfulness, this beautiful quality that we can actually see, got this train and see what's happening. It's quite something that we have this ability to be mindful and aware of what's actually happening. So today is the invitation to include thinking into our mix of what we've been talking about. We can use the breath and the body as our main practice, focusing on the breath and the body. And then thinking will arise, or feelings, or emotions, or other body sensations, or sounds, or smells, or tastes. And we can pay attention to that for a little bit, and then go back to our anchor, back to breath and body. And so maybe today you can try to see if this befriending of the mind is something that you can start cultivating. Not seeing it as an enemy anymore, but just part of your experience, part of this human experience. I want to read part of a poem from Rosemary Trummer. She says, "I cornered a thought today. I looked it right in the eye. What? I said. What do I have to do? I shook its head and said, it shook its head and said, all I ever wanted was for you to say thank you.